I'm going to call this meeting to order. And the first item of business is roll call and the excusing of absent members. I'm going to ask the secretary to call the roll.
Here's the list. Okay. So this will be alphabetical by last name. Agamir?
Andrea?
No. Agamir. Sharam Agamir? No? Okay. Bernstein?
Yep.
Okay. Drake?
Here.
Fest?
Here.
Futron? Sasha? Not here. Gans?
Present.
Geisler?
Here.
Okay. Goldmacher?
Here.
Helenan?
Here.
Helenan Kahn. Sorry. Got it. And Helenan Matthew. Right. Thank you. Matthew? Okay. Johnson? Cynthia? Kim?
Yeah.
Kurzweil?
Here.
Nor? Henry? Phelps?
Here.
Pritchett?
Here.
Privis?
Here.
Rosenberg? Tracy? Okay. Russell?
Here.
Sawyer? Lewis? No. Siegel?
Here.
Tanaka?
Here.
Turner?
Present.
Wilkinson?
Here.
Withers?
Here.
Okay.
Okay.
We have a quorum.
We have a quorum. We also have five people absent. The only person I have any information about is Lewis Sawyer, who is ill. Let me ask about the other people. Does anyone know about Sharam? Yeah. Okay, so Cynthia's on her way. Sasha, anybody know? Okay. Sharam, nobody? Did anyone? No. Okay. Henry? Tracy? All right. So the chair will entertain a motion to excuse Lewis Sawyer, who is ill. Is there a second?
Yes.
Okay. As all those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. All right, and we'll see what happens with the rest of the people. All right. Thank you. So in announcing this meeting, I indicated that Dave Saldana, who was elected to this board and attended the December board meeting, has now obtained a job in Washington, D.C., and had to resign from the board. And according to the here's Sharam. Okay. Hello. According to the bylaws, he is to be replaced by the next person in order of voting, who is Susie Goldmacher. So Susie is here, and welcome, Susie, and thank you for agreeing to serve. Lewis Sawyer is to be seated on this board by order of a judge in Oakland. But Lewis is unable to attend tonight because he is ill, so I would suggest that we hold off actually seating him until he is present at a meeting, unless anyone objects to that. Okay. So now the next item on the that we have to deal with is approving the agenda. Was the agenda distributed? Mm-hmm. Everybody's got it? Here it is. Okay, I want to make a suggestion about changing the agenda, and I'll ask someone who's a member of the body to make that as a motion. Amit, I've forgotten your last name already. Pendyal. Amit Pendyal, who is the incoming general manager at KPFA, is here and is going to make a report, and we'll have an opportunity to ask him some questions. But he must leave by 7 o'clock. So I would ask that someone move the general manager report from item number 15 on the agenda to immediately before public comments, right after we finish approving the agenda. Thank you. Second, is there any objection to this motion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. We'll be to you soon, Amit. Okay. Any other questions about the agenda? Khan.
Yes. I would like to raise, we have a proposal here that the chair came up with, which gives us a list of the meetings for the entire year, that is through December 10th. And that would allow us all to plan a lot better than we've been able to plan this last year. I would move that we, I'm moving a motion to raise as a timed item the proposal for the year, for the schedule for the entire year to be at 8:30 p.m. as a timed item. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, discussion?
Point of information?
Andrea, yes.
Are you saying, is there a list that's been distributed?
Yes.
Do we have copies of that here?
Oh, I have copies, yes. I sent it out to everyone. It was sent out on email, but that's okay. But here it is. Pass it around. It was part of an email called Housekeeping that I sent out a couple of weeks ago. Okay. And I referred to it a second time. It's all right. It's fine. I know people. Long emails, who reads to the end? It's okay. There was another hand on this motion. Okay. Yes. Well, it's on the agenda.
It's on the agenda, but this is to make it a timed item.
A time certain. It's under new business. It's the first item under new business.
Oh, okay. So I'm making it a timed item.
So the motion, the effect of the motion is that no matter where we are on the agenda at 8:30, we would go to the calendar for discussion. That's the intent of the motion. Is there any further discussion on the motion? When we get to the calendar. Okay, all right. All those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. All right. Okay. Are there any other motions on the agenda? Yes, Henry.
There are a number of new business motions that were submitted that I don't see.
I'm sorry. Yes. On my personal agenda, after the motion from Mal Bernstein, it says, and other motions as submitted. And we do have copies of them here tonight. The Secretary has made copies of them, and they will be distributed. They're a series of motions under new business. Okay? All right. Any further discussion on the agenda? All those in favor of approving the agenda as amended, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. All right, now it's my pleasure to introduce Amit Pandyal.
Actually, I have
I'm sorry?
A suggestion, a motion I'd like to make right before this, just quickly.
Okay.
On a possible rule for the board that will make it clear, not only for everybody on the board, how and when to make our motions so that they're noticed, but particularly so that the listeners will notice what motions are being made. The suggestion is that we say, it shall be a rule of this board that all resolutions to be considered at a meeting shall be submitted to the secretary no fewer than 10 days prior to the meeting. That way they can be posted on the website by a week prior to the meeting.
Okay, does everybody understand the motion?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me see if I understand the motion. The motion is that anyone who has a matter to come up for a vote before the LSV would send that motion to the secretary 10 days prior to the meeting so that the motions could be posted on the KPFA website and so that the listeners could read them at least a week before the meeting. Is that is that correct, Pam? Is that what your motion is? And was there a second to this motion?
Second.
Okay. All right. Discussion. Go ahead, Andrea.
Just a question. Is that sort of out of order? Isn't it sort of a new business discussion item that as a motion, shouldn't we be considering it under a different
I think you're right. I think we should take it up under new business. So we'll add it to the agenda for new business. Okay, Pam? Thank you.
Good motion.
Good motion. All right. Okay, now Amit Pandyal, who is the new general manager at KPFA. Welcome. I asked Amit to speak for about 10 or 15 minutes, and then we'll have a few minutes of questions, and then he needs to leave and we'll need to move on. So that's the plan.
Is this wireless?
Or? You have to hold it, yeah.
The old-fashioned kind.
Yeah. And I just wanted to stand where everyone could see me.
Come up here. Come up here.
It's easy to do.
Okay, we'll hold the mic and you go around.
Go around and come
in. Make you come around now. We're making you come around.
Rolling chair.
No problem.
That's okay.
Good evening. My name is Amit Pandyal, and I'm the new incoming general manager for KPFA. Thank you so much for agreeing to put me in. First, I have a personal appointment after 7 o'clock, which I need to attend. That's why I will not be able to stay for the entire duration of the meeting. At the onset, thank you so much for giving me the opportunity. I know a lot of you have been here with KPFA, with Pacifica, with LSB, and of course, with the entire movement for a long, long period of time. I'm a newcomer, and I would like to request all of you's blessings in terms of me beginning here, and also request and solicit and you know, basically plead for your support, because I come in from a very different place. I come in from a very different social setting and milieu. I do not know what lot is going on here, what the history is, and how to proceed. So I look forward to your experience, whether it's professional, personal, as activists, to guide me through this entire process. One thing I can tell you at the onset is my preliminary investigations. I have been here about a week, and it's not been pretty. That much I can sum up. It's not been pretty. The place has become extremely divisive, with a lot of personal politics. And of course, there have been legal challenges, lawsuits, which we are still dealing with. There are a lot of grievances. There's a lot of dissatisfaction, mistrust, and all manner of negative emotions which have been perpetuated over a period of time. My understanding here is, in my preliminary discussions with people, it's that it's been going on for about over a decade. But I actually come in with hope. That's what I want to tell you. You know, I was talking to Margie this morning. She was gracious enough to come and bear me for an hour and bear my, you know, ramblings on. I spoke to Barbara a couple of weeks ago. And let me, you know, actually, before I talk about Margie, let me talk about Barbara. And this is how we hit off. She comes in, and the first thing she asks the business manager at KPFA is, can you please give me an organizational chart for KPFA and a profit and loss statement, an income statement. And at that point of time, I told her, you know, I am in so love with you. Because that's the very first thing I asked as I entered the organization is, I want to see what an organizational chart is and what what the payroll and all that is and the P&L. So what I want to impress upon you is that with the new incoming board at LSB and all the people who are working towards salvaging KPFA and making it a leader as far as broadcasting is concerned, we are on the same page. We are thinking in the similar lines. And I come in with hope that a lot of threats that are perceived here, I look at those as opportunities to improve. There are a lot of processes that could be put into place. There's a lot of standardization that could be done. There are a lot of new ideas which could be played around, because right now what we have is a messed up canvas. All we have to do is take an eraser and erase it all and make a plan. That's where I come in. I have been assessing situations. I have been talking to people. Every person who's willing to talk to me and provide their 2 cents worth of either opinions or what they have gone through, I have kept myself very open to listening to them. I am in the process, however, to gather more information as I go through this. I have been able to find some information. I have not been able to find some other information. But I'm getting there. So, I mean, without any further ado, all I ask you is this that I've been telling pretty much everyone that I have met at the station is, I come in not with an agenda. I told them that I'm not a puppet or a pigeon stool or just a pretty face to sit in the general manager's office, pretty face more importantly. I am there, I have a brain, I can think, and I'm here to make the place, in whatever manner possible, safe, secure, stable. Whether safe physically, mentally, intellectually, secure the same way, and stable the same way. My vision is also to make sure that this place provides the quality of programming it's known for throughout the community, and also to take this place to an area which is not known. I was telling Margie this and many of the other people this, is usually I get 2 responses when I tell people about KPFA and me being the new general manager. Either people condole me, or people tell me what is KPFA, and I do not like either of the responses. There is an entire uncharted territory right outside which does not know about KPFA. Within people in my social settings, people whom I know, my friends, family, colleagues, and all that, they did not know KPFA until I started volunteering at KPFA. I became a programmer at KPFA. So right now there's a huge, huge opportunity that exists that KPFA can move forward. And that's what I look at. And I'd be happy to answer any of your questions. That's what I wanted to say.
I'm just curious what your programming experience is at KPFA.
So I was brought into doing Apex Express. I used to do it with Jinnah Hatta until her passing. And then Ms. Renee right there, she has been instrumental in keeping the program on air. And I do a show about once a month, Apex Express, for almost about 2 years now.
This is something we discussed this, in full disclosure, this is something that we discussed this morning, so I know what his answer is going to be, but I think you all should hear it, and that is, what is your perspective towards developing a policies and procedures manual for the station?
I absolutely look forward to it. Policies and procedures need to be developed from a multi-pronged view. I was explaining this to Margie, and I've explained this to many other people. Some of you may be sitting here, some of you are not, is that at this point of time, internally speaking, KPFA has 3 stakeholders. The paid staff, the unpaid staff, and of course the LSP. I'm not even talking about the PNB or listeners outside. And in my opinion, there needs to exist a synergy between these 3 groups so that KPFA can function absolutely seamlessly and move forward. It is instrumental that all these 3 groups are working together, communicating together, and personal politics is kept aside. And for that, for paid staff, the handbook of SWAS needs to be updated. I know there was a motion that was passed, and it was forwarded to me. And I'm looking into that to get that updated to make sure all the policies and procedures are communicated properly. I'm also going to a meeting, an UPSO meeting very soon, and some of you may be there. And some of the unpaid staff, I have requested them to start organizing and start thinking of an organization itself, which has code of conduct, rules, regulations, and those kind of things. There's some material that I can bring to the table because I volunteer a lot with different organizations. There are registration and et cetera. There are forms you have to fill up. There's a badge, et cetera, you have to wear in other places. So I'm looking at those options and also open to any suggestions and any, you know, if anybody has experience, I'm very open to listening to them. One thing I have told people over and over is that the way I work things is that if you come to me and you tell me something, substantiation is extremely necessary for me. So please make sure it's substantiated, because when I will talk to you, when I will give you reasons of me making a certain decision or not, I will be substantiating that. So policies, procedures are in the offing. The only thing at this point of time is the biggest challenge I face at this point of time is the unorganization. Financially speaking, we are in dire straits. I'm sure all of you know that and agree with that. And unorganization in terms of finding information exactly so that I could organize things has been a challenge for me so far. But I'm hopeful that I will be able to find more information as I go and delve deeper in. And I will, of course, keep you posted because it's my full intention to attend, if possible, every LSP meeting and give a manager's report. So. Absolutely. Margie and I, we discussed this morning, the huge piece about web development, making sure there are capital and leasehold improvements. That is, you know, for example, I'm looking at getting a telephone system installed in the next couple of months because the current telephone system is just untenable. That's what I'm informed. I believe in the 2011 budget, there's a provision for that, but also we are looking at other aspects of it. There have certain costs that have crept up on us. For example, I'm sure many of you know that there has been a damage to the transmitter building because of the Thanksgiving incident. So we are taking care of that. That work has begun. And other work is slowly in the progress. I am absolutely looking at a web-based presence, and that is one of the things I absolutely wish to do. But unfortunately, what has happened is there are so many things that need to be done simultaneously. I'm still kind of assessing and gathering a team and communicating it to people out there that we require all manners of skills. And unfortunately, at this point of time, we are unable to pay for them. So people with skills, whether it's web-based skills, marketing, development, legal, human resources, finance, I can absolutely use those. And once I have those people, I'll make sure between me and those people, and of course, with your experience, that we go forward. So yes, web-based presence is necessary, and I'm working on that. I'll give you specifics as I find more things. I've been talking to people currently who deal with web and how to change things. I've given them some examples which come from my experience. As far as bringing it to 21st century, is it just technological or otherwise also? That is left to debate, and I'm happy to debate that with anyone. I hope that answers the question.
Thank you. Some more hands here. Yeah.
I understand there's a new, first of all, welcome.
Thank you very much.
I understand there's a new interim program director. Could you elucidate a little bit on that?
Absolutely. I have, you know, at this point of time, I desperately needed a program director because one thing I wanted to find out as a general manager, and I have been unable to find out, is that what the programming grid is and where the program stands. So unfortunately or fortunately, however you perceive, you may or may not agree with me, and I made this clear to Marge also. Is Margie, my bad.
All right.
So that I had to rely on Arlene Engelhardt and Lavon William, the CEO and the executive director's expertise in providing me an interim program director. And I got them. This person, Carrie Kaur, she will be starting next week. She will be joining us. I believe, I have spoken to her once or twice. I believe she has experience with KPFA. She's worked here in the past. And she has a lot of experience with programming. That being said, I absolutely intend to go through a selection procedure to find a permanent program director by, of course, coming up with a job description, posting it, interviewing candidates, and the lot, like I went through.
Right. Yeah, we usually do that part.
Yes.
First, I'm Jack Kurzweil. Welcome to the station.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for being here. Could you give us something of an idea of your background? So we have some notion of who you are.
My primary background is in human resources, finance, business policy, and management. My most current job, I was a general manager for a marketing company, and I handled both finances and HR, human resources, for them. Before that, I have worked in a variety of settings, including Goodwill Industries. I worked for All India Radio in India as a broadcaster and a programmer, which is, I don't know how many of you know All India Radio, it is as old as the BBC. It was formulated around the same time. And it pretty much operates like BBC. It's a semi-government structure. And their reach in India and their programming in India at one point of time used to be the best. It can be compared to what BBC was at one point of time. I have held jobs in retail. Educationally speaking, I have two master's degrees. One, I have an MBA from San Francisco State University in general management, HR, broadcasting, and business policy. My first master's is in accountancy, business policy. My bachelor's is in finance, and I have honors in accountancy. So that's my...
Thank you. That's very impressive.
Sharon, let me just say that I think we have time for a couple of more questions, okay, and then we'll need to move on. Hi, Cynthia.
Welcome, Amit.
Thank you.
And thank you for being here tonight. I just have two quick questions because the issue of finances and financial situation came up. Two things. One is, do you have any plans to hire a development director? Yeah. Second point is, I just noticed that the goal for the next fund drive is set at $1 million, and that's substantially higher than what you're used to at the station. So I'm just wondering what the thinking behind that was.
Let me answer the second question first. Why, I was discussing that with Arlene and Lavan, and at this point of time, you have to understand that I'm very new, and my primary source of information are those two people, and of course the staff. And unfortunately, that within the station, there has been so much disorganization in terms of me finding information, I've had to rely on Arlene and Lavan a lot. And of course, I report to them, so they are trainers as well. So when we were discussing the next fund drive, my motivation comes from the fact that I'm an ardent listener of public radio. And one thing I suffer from, and I'm sure many of you will agree, is the fund drive fatigue. Mm-hmm. I'm absolutely tired of listening to public radio stations, not just ours, but a lot of them, going to listeners, going to viewers over and over and asking for money. So one of the reasons I told Arlene and Lavan is that we should push it out as much as possible, resource permitting. And that's why, I wanted to keep a healthy 2-month period between the last fund drive and the current fund drive. And that's why we arrived at a date of February 14th through March 6th with a little bit of leeway. The $1 million was traditionally, I asked them, okay, you're raising $800,000. But where does that figure come from? How can you justify that figure? And I was told it's just an arbitrary figure. I said, if it's an arbitrary figure, then why can't we raise it to $1 million? There's nothing wrong with it. I'm not saying we will make the $1 million figure. But my philosophy is if you do not aim for the moon, if you haven't tried, you haven't tried. Good things come out, bad things come out. If you just don't try, you never know. I've also been told that in the past, a couple of years ago, KPFA was able to raise $1 million. I'm not sure how long ago was that, but say I was told that KPFA was able to raise $1 million. So I say, why not? Let's give it a try. One thing we are trying to do is, of course, make this fund drive much more organized than the last one. And Alara was involved with the last one, and I had the pleasure of working with her and Phil. Asageda. And what we found that the more time they had in terms of arranging things, in terms of organizing things, in terms of communicating, in terms of training, finding premiums, the better the fund drive, the better effective the fund drive. During our conversations, I've also told them that it is my desire that the message be coherent, the message be more positive than negative. But also at the same time, people need to be impressed upon that we really need the funding. The last reason for that was that, again, this is very preliminary. Many of you may disagree because you have been looking at KPFA's figures for a period of time. I kind of approximated that it takes about approximately $5 million a year to run KPFA, which works out to be a little over $400,000 a month. That includes a little bit of reserve that I intend to build. So based on that, I came up saying that if we can kind of divide this fund drive over a period of time, and if we aim for $1 million each time, we can A, build up our operational capacity, and B, build a little bit of reserve. Now, to address the first question about development director, absolutely, because this morning when Marge came in, I'm sorry, Margie came in. I'm really sorry.
It's okay.
When she came in, I showed her a preliminary list of things that I intend to do. I showed her how I kind of charted it out in terms of departments. So I have departments for programming, development, operations, HR, finance, etc. And under development, there are a lot of things that need to be done, especially making sure that people are aware that we exist. People are aware that we have good programming. I'm looking to hopefully restart the newsletter that used to go out at least once a quarter. Maybe develop more email base. So for that, I need a person who can help me with all this. Second thing is we also need to look at alternate sources of funding. I was informed again that all of you in your good capacity have taken on yourselves to kind of fundraise for KPFA. So we need to look at alternate sources of funding like grant writing and things like that. Just me by myself cannot do it all. So, yes.
Okay, I think that's all we have time for. Thank you so much, Amit.
Thank you very much.
And we look forward to seeing you here again. I want to suggest to the people standing in the doorway that the people across the hall have left, and maybe we can borrow some chairs from over there. I hate to have people. Okay. Yeah, I understand. They're still there. Okay.
Can we try to squeeze in so that all the LSB folks can have a chance at the table also?
Yes. There's a chair right there.
There's one here. Henry. You can swear down that way, but you can fit.
There's an empty chair right here.
Someone's just put it on that side, that table.
No. Well, they got passed around. Oh, okay. That's funny. I made about 30 copies.
They may be down at the end.
Does anybody have extra copies of the proposed dates for the LSB meeting?
These things here.
Here, there's some extras.
Okay, good. Pass them on down. Thank you very much. Okay, we are now at the point for public comments. I'm hoping that everybody gets a place to sit at the table, and there's an extra chair here. I have the sign-up sheet for the public comments. It only has two names on it, Max Blanchett and Nick Ant Alexander. Are there other people who wished to have their names? Okay, I'm going to pass the list back down. Please pass it back up as quickly as possible. We'll try and make sure everybody, all board members should have copies of the draft minutes, the proposed dates, and the this packet of resolutions. Not yet. I'm sorry. The proposed dates, draft minutes for the December 4th meeting, and if anybody doesn't have copies of those, let us know. We will make them available. Okay. I'm sorry? Okay, Sasha doesn't have copies of anything. Let's see if we can get them to her. Can somebody share their list of dates with Sasha? We seem to have run out. I apologize. Yeah, I will. I'm waiting for the. I'll call on the first two speakers, and if I could have the. If I could have the list back by then, I'd appreciate it. Yeah. Can somebody show me where the list of people who wants to... Oh. Okay. Is it ready? Are everybody on? Everybody?
Did you see it here?
Okay. All right. Max, go ahead.
Good evening.
I'm sorry. And we ask people to restrict themselves to 2 minutes in the comment section. Thank you.
Shouldn't we have a little bit more time, maybe 3 minutes, because only four or five people have signed?
We have a long, long agenda and a short meeting.
That's
I'd appreciate
fine.
It. Thank
that's
you.
That's fine. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Max Blanchet. Over the years, I've been keeping track of the financial situation at Pacifica. And I have done a very simple thing. I make an effort to read the reports that come out of the auditor's company, and I've been looking very specifically at what they call the change in the cash position of Pacifica. So I have collected this information from 2001 until 2010. I was lucky to get a preliminary copy of the audited report for last year. And I have plotted this information, and I can tell you very briefly that from 2001 until 2005, the change in the cash position was positive. Starting in 2005, things started going downhill. For instance, we peaked at $500,000 roughly in 2005, but by 2008, the change had been negative at roughly $700,000. Okay. And by last year, it was down to roughly $835,000. Using simple math, I have extrapolated to 2011, and I'm coming up with $1.2 million. And in 2012, it will be $1.5 million. Okay. There are some positive signs. Maybe things will turn around. The economy is turning around, hopefully. And cuts have been made. We've heard a lot about cuts here in Berkeley. But look, folks, when I look at the end of the tunnel, I see a freight train coming at us. I'm being very blunt with you. I'm not being an alarmist. I'm telling you it to you like it is. And to me, can I say one or two more sentences? We are headed, in my opinion, for bankruptcy. Okay. And there are two ways that could happen. First of all, creditors, three of them, could come to go to the bankruptcy court and court and tell them that to do something about the situation, or the management could go to the bankruptcy court. But the situation is grave. We need to deal with it. That's where we are. I have prepared a report. It's available. I have an extra copy. Maybe it should be entered into the record of the organization. And if you need a copy, let me know. I'll be glad to send you one by email. Maybe you should go to the treasurer. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. The next speaker is Nick Alexander.
Yeah, I'm Nick Alexander. I've been a programmer here for many years. I'm trying to get under this two-minute deadline. Also, insert opinion whenever you can. So. And I've been with news. I've also been with Radio Chronicles, and I'm currently with Asian Pacific Islanders, a show that comes on three times a year. And I'm also considering working with the New Morning Show, and I want to explain a little bit why. I sent an email to the unpaid staff list explaining that I had concerns about the way Amy Allison was hired. Her hiring triggered a union complaint by Andrea Lewis, which was never resolved to her complete satisfaction. I also pointed out that Brian Edward Tiekert has been informed by the executive director of Pacifica of his bumping rights and is now in the position to take the jobs of other people with lower seniority according to the CWA contract. So there was one response from an unpaid staffer whose name I cannot give, who basically said, I agree with you. KPFA is filled with nepotism, backdoor hiring, and that kind of thing, but the audience wants Brian Edwards Tiekert and Amy Allison back, and that's what's important. I totally disagree with that. Instead of trampling on the rights of other people who have been possibly affected by nepotism within KPFA, I think we need to start from scratch, quite frankly. That would be my vision, and that would include, one, having a completely new hiring process to fill morning show positions, two, reinstituting program counsel to help the New Morning Show in a transition period develop good programming, and finally, work with the energy that came through with the last fund drive. They made $362,000 what in 5 days without the morning show. You need to be truthful with the audience and explain the hierarchical situations here and the problems within the station. You'll get more respect and more money if you're truthful with the audience instead of hiding our dirty laundry. For more information, go to www.supportkpfa.org. Let me repeat that. www.supportkpfa.org. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Next, we have Virginia Browning, followed by Daniel Borgstrom.
Hi. Well, let's see. I was in a rush getting here, so I didn't bring any literature with me, so I'm glad he gave that website. I just wanted to say, if people want a point of view that's been hard to get out there, to please do go to that website, www.supportkpfa.org, and I have stuff in my car, too. And I hope that, well, that's okay. I don't need to talk more. Thanks.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's all I need to say. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Daniel.
Hello. I'm Daniel Borgstrom, and I just want to say I'm glad to see the new morning show. I like it. I see Anthony Fest is here. He's one of the hosts, and or I see he's not here at this moment. Anyway, somebody tell him I thanked him. And I like the new morning show. I'm glad to see it up. And I think that's about all I have to say right now.
Thank you, Daniel. Thank you all for coming, and thank you for your comments. We are now ready to adjourn. Let me explain what's going to happen. This is a combined meeting. We are meeting both as the LSB and as the Delegates Assembly, which is going to elect representatives to the Pacifica National Board. So we are now going to adjourn as the LSB and reconvene as the Delegates Assembly, hold the election for the PMB members. Then we will adjourn as the Delegate Assembly and reconvene as the LSB to finish conducting our business. Is everybody on board? Okay, cool. So the chair is ready to accept a motion to adjourn. Is that okay? Not debatable. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Thank you very much. So we are now ready to begin the process of electing the PMB members. I have a list prepared by the secretary of the individuals who contacted him. Many, many people were nominated for the PMB. Those accepting the nomination at prior to this meeting were Anthony Fest, Pamela Drake, Con Hallinan. Wait, hold on. I'll ask for declinations. Just be quiet. Henry Knorr, Laura Privis, Tracy Rosenberg, Dan Siegel, Akio Tanaka, and Andrea Turner. So now I will ask those individuals if any of them would like to decline the nomination. All right. I see Con and Henry, you're declining. Okay. So those two are declining. Declining previous to this meeting are Renee Yang Giesler and Matthew Hallinan. Do you both confirm that you're declining? You're declining. Okay. The following individuals, and Renee, you confirm that you're declining. Okay. And the following individuals were nominated but did not either decline or accept the nomination prior to this meeting. That would be Sharam Agamir.
Declined.
Okay, thank you. Louis Sawyer, who is not here. Sasha Futran. Richard Phelps. What happened to Richard? Oh, well, okay. Then we assume he's still running. Andrea Pritchett. Okay, so the people declining from that group were Sharam, Sasha, and Andrea. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, very good. Now we are at the point where, so let's see, what do we got left as candidates? We have. Yes. Okay. So Craig is going to write the names of the people who are still in the running on the board.
You know, actually, on the reverse of the agenda, this list is here.
Oh.
Right? So.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Okay.
So everybody, let's just X out the people who've declined. Von Hallinan and Henry Knorr in the first group have declined. And folks can And in the last group, Sharam, Sasha, and Andre and Andrea have all declined.
Okay.
And Richard is back.
I was eliminated.
Andrea Pritchett. On Andrea Pritchett,
Andrea
right.
Pritchett, sorry.
And Richard Phelps. Has declined. He's not here to speak for himself, so I'm not sure. He didn't do either, so I don't think we can assume that he has not actually been seated. So I don't think Lewis is in the running. Okay. Oh, he's okay. Okay. So now, those of you who whose names are still on the list will be given an opportunity to briefly address the board. I took this from the agenda last year. It says statements by candidates, and it's a total of 15 minutes, which it looks like that's about less than 3 minutes per person, maybe 2 minutes. Is that right? Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah, 2 minutes per person. So, Anthony, you're up. You got 2 minutes.
I have a microphone.
Yeah.
Okay, good evening, everyone, and thank you, Madam Chair. I'm Anthony Fest. I've been at KPFA since 1994 when I took the news training class. I've been hosting Sunday and holiday newscasts since 1996. Recently started working on the new morning program as well. I've also been involved beyond programming. I've been on the program council, and I've been a member of, and I'm currently a member of, the unpaid staff organization council. And as most of the members of this board know, I chaired the board last year. I certainly hope most people feel that I did my best to do a fair job of chairing the meetings. That certainly was my intention. Going forward, as to what needs to happen on the national board, I think the very first priority has got to be solvency. You know, the network has got to stay afloat before it can do anything else. Also, you know, within the realm of KPFA, I'm very much for bringing new voices to the fore, especially younger people, people of color. I think I can claim to have a solid base of support among the staff, because when I was first elected, I just, you know, barely made it. That was in the 2006 election. When I was reelected in 2009, I came in first among the staff candidates with 47 votes. So I think I can claim to have earned the support of the staff, and I would appreciate your support in election to the national board. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Anthony. Yeah. Whoever's cell phone that was, either turn it off or turn it down. Thank you. Okay. Okay. Really, your cell phones should be on silence. I feel like the manager of the movie theater. Okay. Pamela, 2 minutes.
I'm Pamela Drake, and I've only been on the board for a little over a year, but I've been listening for very many years, and I would like to be on the PNB because I have a strong sense of balance and fairness and would like to represent the listeners as thoroughly as is possible. And I have a good base in Oakland, and I don't think Oakland is as represented sometimes in the things that we're doing in KPFA and Pacifica as well as it should be. That's it.
I think I understand this. Let me try and explain it. We're going to be electing both listener representatives and staff, a staff representative tonight. So there are two staff people on the list. They will. It's actually a separate ballot, but everybody votes in that election as well. So the two staff people on the who are still in the running are Anthony Fest, and now I'm introducing Laura Privis. Go ahead, Laura.
Hi. I've been on the board now for a year as a staff representative. I was the executive producer of the morning show for the last 5 years. Started off at the station, as Anthony did, in the news training program. I was also on the program council. I think my main priority for Pacifica is to be a voice of sanity, which I think we have some problems with that in our network. And also to get our finances in order and get our priorities straight. So I would hope to do that on the national board.
Thank you.
Thank you, Laura. Tracy Rosenberg.
Yeah. Hi, everyone. I'm Tracy. So I've served on the PNB now for 1 year. I think I've been effective. I have a great attendance record. I've been able to move things through the PNB process, which is sometimes onerous, as folks know. I've chaired a committee, occupied two other committees, and I'd like to be able to continue moving forward the good work that I think on the whole the PNB has done this year. Thanks.
Thank you, Tracy. Dan Siegel.
We got two mics. Okay. Thank you. As people know, I've been around, involved in Pacifica for many years, including bringing the lawsuit that led to our current level of democracy. As you may evaluate that, serving as general counsel for almost 3 years and as acting executive director for several months on two occasions. So I kind of know the system, I believe. If I serve on the national board, the following would be my four priorities. Number one is reinstitution of national fundraising, which was done by Lonnie Hicks before he was fired. But there was direct mail. There were big events, one of which netted $1 million for the new Washington station. So we need to do that. I want to see the PNB and the national staff respect local station autonomy to the absolute maximum extent possible under the bylaws and under California law, and will fight any efforts by the PNB to interfere in station affairs. Ditto for the executive director. I would like to see the current national staff strictly evaluated with the likelihood that there would be consideration of replacing both of them with people who are more competent and able to do their jobs. And number four, the promotion of cooperation among the stations in developing and sharing programming and developing and sharing technological advances for the network. Thank you.
Thank you, Dan. Akio?
Support for local autonomy. Keep the national board and staff out of our business.
Okay. Akio.
Sure. I've been a Pacific listener for 40 years, and ever since I discovered it, I love this openness and, you know, the fact that all of the transparency that we are, you know, lacking in the government seems to have been there. And slowly, you know, the transparency is being accrued even within our own station. And I think that, as you know, the famous, we're like a riddle inside a mystery, baffling enigma, inside enigma kind of a thing, where everything is sort of mysterious. I don't know how anybody's position is, why they take it. And I like to think that being transparent in the board and then, you know, having a supervision of the national, being transparent will be a big step to that. So that's what I like to do. Thank you.
Thank you. The last person is Andrea Turner.
Yes. Hi, Tess. Tess? Okay, good. All right, great.
There you go.
Okay, good. Okay, great. I'm Andrea Turner, and I've had the honor to serve as the chair of this LSB. I've also been the vice chair. And I've also served on the personnel committee. And I really enjoyed working, trying to unite sides and working together on personnel issues here, and especially in terms of hiring. So I've had that experience. It's like after being on the board for a while, you finally get your way in understanding what the system's really about. I've served on the national board, and particularly right now, I'm with a committee that I really love and I would love to return to on the national board, and that's the Racism, Sexism, and Discrimination Committee. I've had the
honor of learning why we have so many lawsuits. And it's usually centered around racism, sexism, or some form of discrimination. What we found out is that there's no complaint system in throughout Pacifica so that staff and members can all have a process in which they can file a complaint. So we have come up with a complaint process of which we would like to get through this year and hopefully get it done. This committee, I understand, has been working on this issue for many, many years. And so finally we've come up with about 13 or 14 procedures, and I would really like to return to the National Board to continue working in this effort and to minimize some of the areas of contentiousness with the local station boards throughout the network here. If you would send me back, I will definitely continue to struggle on that issue because that's what I really would like to focus on, and I would appreciate serving one more time. Thank you.
Okay.
Can I add something?
Yes, Renee.
Lewis, so Esther gave me an update on Lewis.
Yes.
He's going to be in the rehabilitation center for 3 more weeks at least,
uh-huh. mm-hmm.
and then some more recovery time.
Okay. Thank you very much, Renee.
Thanks, Renee.
All right. So, first of all, you will notice that I did not find beautiful colored paper to print these on. I had to use plain old white paper because I made the copies at KPFA. And KPFA is so poor that they don't even stock colored paper. It's really sad. Okay.
We'll donate some reams.
And I will say that I asked Brian and someone else to conduct this election, and the other person didn't show up. So is there a volunteer who will work with Brian? Okay.
Matt.
Fine. And let me say that actually you could – oh, so let me say. The listener delegates are elected by the single transferable vote method. And you could, in fact, vote for up to 6. There are 6 nominees. So if you want to vote for 6, just write the number 6 at the bottom of the list and put the names in the order. It's the same method as we voted for this board.
Excuse me.
Yes?
6? I don't understand 6.
6. Pamela Drake, Tracy Rosenberg, Dan Siegel, Akio Tanaka. Oh, it's only 5. Andrea
yes.
Turner. Never mind.
Okay.
My mistake.
Well, I
just miscounted. I apologize.
That's okay.
The staff delegate is elected by instant runoff. And there are two nominees, Anthony Fest and Laura Privis. Okay, so, yes?
Whenever there's only two, it's just who gets the most votes.
It's whoever gets the most votes. That's what I thought. Okay. I'm struggling with this here, folks. Okay. So now you may fill out your ballots, okay? And then the people who volunteered to be on the election committee will collect them and count them. Akio.
I would suggest that if you fold it, put staff and listeners so that they'll be easy to.
Staff has an
answer. Yeah, he did. Yeah. Thank you, Greg.
Okay. It's very
he
well
did it.
Organized.
Okay.
I appreciate that much.
Oh, thank you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, fine. Okay, staff.
It should.
Okay.
Yes. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you. All right. Voting has commenced.
In 30 days, we have to file an answer in the Superior Court, which will cost money.
Who else is absent?
To get what it is, something like $400 per vote.
Okay.
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 Well, you know, Richard Phelps and Dan Borgstrom have put you through this. What?
I'm not part of your language.
Oh.
I'm applauding.
Applauding. All right. Oh, yeah. I was by my elbow.
That's me. Frightening, isn't it?
Very good.
First of all,
that's a good idea. That'd be a good way to organize it.
No, I think I want.
My firm and Mal will provide the legal expertise.
Excuse me, has everyone turned in their ballots?
Yeah.
Okay, the balloting committee has left the room. I think now it's time to think, right? Don't we sing a song?
Well, sure. I mean, at the end of it.
Yeah, I think we have to wait. We can't do anything until we announce the I can explain about
the consent calendar. The consent calendar is on here, but
five times in my entire life.
You guys stop talking. The consent